Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to welcome you all. And I'm just so grateful for all of my listeners and all of the emails that you send and all of the great comments and the encouragement and the questions. Thank you for being a part of the Reality Spirituality family. Thank you so much. And for my new listeners, I'd like to explain just a little bit before I welcome my guest. Back for the third time by popular demand, the angel lady, Terry Marie. Before I welcome Terry, I would like to say that, or explain what this show is about. Reality spirituality is a term that I use that just dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to discover and to discover why we're not as happy as we could be. And I'm talking about being happy in the moment, in every moment, day in and day out. I'm talking about how to live connected, how to live plugged in to the highest energy source, the source energy, the universe, God, love, the even it now, even if you don't believe that there is a God, that's okay too, because no one can deny energy. And energy meaning that whatever energy you put out, it's the law of attraction. Whatever energy you put out, that is exactly what you are going to receive. So this energy, this way of living, this way of consciously living is totally different than, let me just speak for myself, totally different than the way I used to live, which was knee-jerk reaction to everything, reaction to my circumstances, reaction to what people told me or said to me, reacting, as opposed to consciously living. And that's what we share on this show. That's what we share on Reality Spirituality. My favorite quote from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending without a happy journey. And that is what Reality Spirituality is about, sharing with you tools and strategies and different perspectives to create that journey of peace and contentment and knowing that everything is in perfect order. And with all of that said, I would like to welcome back for the third time, Angel Lady, Terry Marie. Terry Marie has dedicated her life to... dedicated her life to helping executives and entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers connect with their angels, raising their inner wealth. She's inner wealth. That's so powerful and so important. She specializes in helping her clients connect with their angels to receive messages and guidance and release outdated mindsets and beliefs. Thank you for being patient, Terry. Welcome again. Welcome back to Reality Spirituality.
Good morning, beautiful Rebecca. It is always a pleasure to be here and to share this journey and this part of it with you and everyone who is with us. it feels like there's a lot of energy on the other end besides yours and mine.
There is. There's a lot of people on hold, and there's people in the chat room as well.
Excellent. Well, do you have any questions to start off? Whatever you want to do, we're here, we're ready, we're open. I can feel the buzz. So if we could just ask everyone to just take a deep breath and settle just a little bit. That'll help us all connect a little bit better. To breathe, everyone, just settle a little bit. I feel it just got amped up, actually.
Yeah, and I have to say part of that was me because I feel really, really on fire this morning, really on fire. I'm definitely going to take a few breaths. Let me just take a few breaths. And if you can kind of just explain to my new listeners, how did you arrive at this title of Angel Lady, which is so perfect for you? Can you just share with my new listeners?
Thank you. Actually, I didn't arrive at it. My clients and my friends started calling me that long before I even put it on my business card. And in truth, it was 3 years. I had been channeling angel messages every day, and it started off so simply and so innocently. I used to have a position with a federal agency as an executive administrative assistant. It was a high-level, high-stress position in a warehouse area with 9 or 10 other guys, sometimes 15, and I was the only female. And if that wasn't different enough, gender-wise, I was different energetically. And I taught myself how to balance my spirituality, literally, with the physical world in every day, day in and day out. One day I found Doreen Virtue's, one of those virtual calendars, the little ones that sit on your desk. I needed something. I was kind of desperate, actually, to help me stay in as much of a positive mindset and emotional set point as possible during the day, because every time there was some kind of a major Katrina or something else, some major disaster or something blew up across the ocean, you know, in the Middle East, we would have last minute, the guys would be in a flurry and just trying to get everything done for the guys who would be going and being deployed. So it was really essential that I find something that wouldn't be in the face of everyone else. I was already different. I didn't need to really draw more attention to myself. This small calendar, and it can't even have been 2.5 inches by 5 or something like that, just very small, sat in front of my computer where I could see it. And one morning I sent out a quote on, I can't remember which one it was, and I sent it to 6 friends. They didn't have a choice. They just got it. To shorten this part of the story, it was just 3 years later, there were 300 people who were receiving angel messages every day that were channeled through me. And it took quite a bit to set myself aside in the beginning because of the questions of who am I, how do I know this is real, and you know, what are people going to think, and all of those other questions. Well, you know, angels have their way. So
they're very pushy, aren't they? Those angels are very, very, very pushy.
They can be, and yet they're very gentle. They're compassionate. They're loving. They're unconditional, and they're non-judgmental. However, if you're not paying attention, you will get a spiritual 2x4 upside the head or on the backside.
You know what? You're talking to me directly because I've been getting the. I don't know why. I even have conversations with my son, and I tell him, you know, my lessons, my messages get them with a sledgehammer right across my noggin. And now you're actually reminding me that it doesn't have to be that way. That I can get the messages, even regardless of what the message is. I can get it lovingly and softly, and I don't need to get the 2x4 against the noggin. So thank you for that.
You don't. In my experience, and I don't know if anyone else's or your experience is, when you become more consciously aware, and I'm not suggesting that you aren't, but there are signs, there are, you know, nudges. And for me, there's like three or four, depending upon what the it is. And thankfully, I don't usually have to get past the second nudge because oh. I don't want the spiritual 2x4. I don't want the sledgehammer anymore. And, you know, depending upon the magnitude or the importance I put on a project or something to do to release and heal, then, you know, my angels will give me a little latitude, not a lot, but a little latitude because it could be a really big deal for me. And so, you know, it's easier for me to help others going through my own stuff. And who doesn't want to work with someone who does their own work? I mean, there are not that many gurus out there, and I wouldn't consider myself that by any means. That's what other people call them, you know, the marketing mentors and other spiritual leaders who do their work. There are not very many who do walk their talk with as much authenticity and integrity as possible. It takes work. Sometimes it's fun work, and sometimes it's not so fun work.
You know what? Oh my God, Terry, you're hitting such an important part because I have so many guests on this radio show. I've met so many people from the show, and that is one of my judgmental pet peeves. I really want to get rid of that because there's a lot, like you just said. There's a lot of people that know and talk it, but are they doing the work? I mean, I'm in this school every waking moment, 24/7. I'm just, you know, the wind blows a certain way. My universal antenna is up, and now I had some people on, I'm not going to name names, but no, speaking it, but not really recognizing that. It's still they're got to work on their own issues. But now, so that's my question to you. Thank you for that. How do I, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, how do I stop judging or judging and other people based on their level of growth or lack of working on themselves? How do I stop that? I really need that.
Well, being, you know, we're all taught to judge, and we start with judging ourselves, and then it projects outward to everyone we meet. One of the ways, I don't know how other people do it, but this is what came to us, and I say that collectively because I am well aware of where everything comes from for me, through me, that I help men and women and even children with. And so, you know, I don't know if I read it somewhere or it just popped into my mind, but I started to just really work on being unconditional. This is not about people violating my boundaries. I'm not saying that they don't on occasion. But once I recognize it, it stops. So going back to answering the question directly, it's all about unconditional love and acceptance. Here's the thing. You do not have to accept abusive behavior in any kind, whether it's mental, emotional, or physical. None. That's what I mean by your boundaries not being violated. It's also about forgiveness, which does not mean someone is allowed back into your life, onto your path. Unconditional. Here's the barometer. If you don't want someone else to judge you for the things you do, if you don't want someone else, including ourselves, to decide for you what's best for you, to tell you what to do on your journey, that's the barometer, that's the test of, you know, someone imposing their will on you. If you don't like that done to you, then don't do it to others. It is that simple and that complicated. Now, there are people in our lives, a few, very few, who will help support us through our our stuff, the rubbish that comes up, without trying to dictate, without judgment. And those are the people that you reach out to. And then when they reach out to you, you extend the same beautiful gift of total, unconditional support. You don't have to like their decisions. You don't have to like what they do. You don't have to like what they say. You can love someone unconditionally. And that begins with you, yourself, myself, ourselves. If we can't love ourselves unconditionally, how in the world are you going to project that? And by the way, when you love unconditionally, and you work with forgiveness, which releases you from emotional prison. And when I say that, that's exactly what I mean, emotional prison, because every time you think of a negative thought or you think of a situation, I, so-and-so, really did X, Y, Z to me, and I am so PO'd. Okay, you're the one who is being affected the most. Never mind the other person. When you forgive yourself and the other person for that experience or situation, you're the one who detaches from continuing to exchange negative energy. And by the way, that raises your inner vibration, which in turn enhances the law of attraction in your life and raises your inner wealth frequency. Simple, straightforward, to the point, and as complicated as we make it.
Oh, you said so many good things. So many good things. I love at the end when you said it is as complicated as you make it. I love it because I am so into simplicity. But while I was listening to you talk, and yes, you're right, while I was listening to you talk and talk about being judgmental, yep, it always comes down to me and being still being judgmental with myself. If I still have the little judgmental genes or mothballs, if you want to call them, I still have that with self. And I know when I am free of that is I will not be judging other people. It's very, very simple. So how do I, you talk about unconditional love, how do I get to that place where I can love unconditionally 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year, for 5 million years? How do I do that?
Well, there's good news and there's not so good news. The not so good news is because we're in human form, it's nearly impossible to be 100% of the time. Because there are so much. Well, this is not a permission slip to not do it. It's just that there are moments here and there, and I say moments because now it's just moments for me. It used to be I would need to take a couple days or a week off from what I was doing and just recharge and be with myself and just really get to the nitty-gritty and dig out those stubborn little rubbish roots. You know, and on occasion, I'll take an afternoon or a whole day. It's like, you know what, I need a break. And it's not because I don't love myself. It's because I do. And I need the break because, like you, we're projecting and radiating as much positive energy and love and abundance and prosperity for everyone else. And it does help us, but if we don't take care of ourselves first, there's nothing left to give. So this isn't a permission slip to just totally, well, I can't do it 100% of the time, so I'm not going to try it. Well, guess what? If you're doing 10% now and you get up to 25 or 30%, it's going to grow. When you have those moments of doubt, and we all do, and I'm not going to be here and tell you I don't have any. I have far less than I used to. My energy is at between 85 to 95% high. Every day. The other part is the human part, you know, and it fluctuates. Depends upon if I had a good night's sleep or not, or if I had to deal with someone who was, let's just say it, ugly. You know, it still takes time to process. I catch myself very quickly, say, oh, okay, not judging, you know, let that go. whatever someone chooses to do or not do with their life, that's their choice. It's not our job to tell them, well, you need to do X, Y, Z. Now, when someone asks me a point-blank question in that kind of a scenario where we're working together, that's different. It still comes from, you know, the angels and whatnot, so it's not my human self-telling. And if I have a doubt or I'm not sure that it's where it's coming from, I'll say, you know, I'm not sure if this where this is coming from, but it feels very strong to share this with you. I make it very clear that in that particular moment, in that nanosecond, I'm not sure if it's coming from the spirit, the angels, or it's coming from my human self. And most often, I don't even say it anymore unless I'm 100% sure. I'm happy to say that because of the work we do, that's very little now. But when I was giving readings years ago, there were times I wasn't sure. And I would say, let me think about this. I need to be sure it's coming from spirit. And so it's every time you become aware, consciously aware of what you're doing, it becomes easier. And in that moment that you're consciously aware of what you said to yourself or to someone else or you were about to, you actually reverse it. Because, and if you can, think of that or accept that as being a part of being unconditional. It's like, oh, I really don't want to say that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Well, you know, sometimes you need to let go what you did say, because to say something else after that really messes it up more. But what you can do is to go to your angels, you know, mentally, at home, you don't really want to draw more attention to yourself. People already may think you're different or weird. Been there, done that, still getting used to it on occasion, although it's not so much anymore. I'll bet you find that true, too, don't you, Rebecca?
Oh, yes. I am the oddest, oddball, strangest, but you know what, that oddball, weird thing title, I wear it as a banner. I love being different. I really do. I love it, and I'm comfortable with it now. But years ago, no.
No, it's learning about being comfortable, being uncomfortable in your own skin. You know, it's part because we don't fit the mold. Thank heavens.
I love what you said. You said, okay, let me say that again. You said, be comfortable with being uncomfortable in your own skin. I love that. I'm writing that down. I love
Please
that.
Please do.
Yeah.
It is, and it, as we continue to expand spiritually and become consciously aware of what we're doing and what we're saying, now this is something that's coming up, and so I'm going to share it. This is not about obsessing over every little thing that we say or do or don't say or do. It's just about becoming aware of it. This is not about adding hours and pressure and stress to your day and your already overwhelming, busy, active lives. It's just about stopping every once in a while and breathing, taking in two or three deep breaths. Go into the restroom if you have to. Shut the stall door. I mean, or if you're at home and you've got a lot of people at the house, go into the bathroom. Shut the door. I don't care if they're banging on it. At some point, people will get the message. When you're in the bathroom, that's it. They don't bug you, period. And that's especially important for women who are, you know, are moms and they have kids, whether they're stay-at-home moms or they have incredibly high-powered positions and jobs and careers. When you get home, the role switches. And so some of my clients in the past have had notes slipped under the door, Mom, we need you. You know what? This mom's time. As unsexy as it is, you know, sometimes the bathroom's what you get because they come in after you. So shut the door, lock it, 5-10 minutes, just sit in there. And at some point, and it won't take them long, they'll figure it out that they can't bug you when you're in there. And so that may be your meditation room, as unglamorous as that sounds. But it works.
I love that. I love it. The fun, I'm laughing now because I actually live alone, and I'm running away, and I'm running and hiding from myself. But anyway, that's just a little joke. That's a little joke. But we have some people that would like to talk to you, Terry, Angel Lady. Can I bring some people on air?
Absolutely. We're ready.
Okay, good. Here we go. Let's see. Our first caller. Our first caller is, hello, what is your name?
Good morning, Rebecca. It's Jay Cohn. He's calling
hey,
from
Jay.
Canada. Hey there.
Oh, you're calling from Canada. Okay. Aloha, Jay from Canada. You have some questions to ask. Go for it. Go for it, Jay.
Hey, thanks, Tina. It's a really interesting show and topic what you're talking about. I agree 100% what you're talking about. So my question is regarding my state of my financial affairs right now. I'm being pursued for some past debts, and just wondered how the angels can help me assist in making it go through smoothly, please.
Okay. First, Jake, hello. And if you would take a deep breath and just settle some of your energy. The more settled your energy is about this, and we're not making light of this at all, but the more settled your energy is, the clearer information that I will receive for you. So please just take in a deep breath. Good. And just let it out. Okay, the first thing that they're telling you, and we will get to some specifics in just a moment, is that if you will sit for at least 5 minutes every day in the same space, same chair, and clear your mind, you light a white candle or a pink one, white for purity and protection, and a pink one or rose candle for unconditional love, turn on some soft music, preferably without words, and then focus on your breathing while looking at the candle flame. That will help to lessen the stress levels and the tension in your body. When you are more calm, when you are more settled, things will be easier to deal with. Will the problems go away automatically and vanish into thin air? Probably not. But the angels are also saying is, okay, thank you. Start a gratitude journal or notebook. And this is, it's not required to write in it, you know, an hour every day. If you will write down 10 things that you have, I have money, I have a job, I have a roof over my head, I have family and friends, I have whatever, make it real. And it can be the same 10 or 15 things every day. If you will focus on what you have, the law of attraction will kick in differently. Right now, understandably, you are focused on the debt. So that is bringing up a lack consciousness, like I don't have enough money to pay the bills. I don't know what I'm going to say to these people. That sends out the negative energy, the lower vibrational energy, which then just makes it worse. I'm not saying that this isn't a magic eraser. What I am saying is if you will see it differently, it will go more smoothly. And you can even, okay, excuse me. Okay. Jake, your throat chakra is blocked, understandably, because this is, you don't want to say the wrong things to anger or to cause more distress, more stress and tension. So this is what we're recommending to you to do. You can do it one of two ways. If you are a letter writer, you can write a letter to your angels or to the people who are calling you or about to call you about these debt collections, or you can use something else. You have two chairs facing each other, nothing in between. You're in one chair and whoever the other person or people are in the other chair. And you just tell it like it is. And you just speak your mind. You've got to get this out from inside. It's just going around and around and around. And the ego chitter-chatter is very good at making things on like a hamster wheel. You've got to get off, or at least get off some of the times. The more often you're getting off of that and settling your mind, your thoughts, and calming your emotions, it will be easier. You know you have to repay this, and I'm not sensing that you're trying to get out of it. It's just the more positive energy that you can generate for yourself, the easier it'll be, and somehow it just all falls into place. The how, thankfully, is not your job. If you are open to, and it feels like you are, otherwise you wouldn't even be on here, and it takes courage to get on the phone and say, you know, I'm having this issue. What is the message?
Right.
Oh, we're told to take a breath. Does that help so far?
Yes.
Okay. Are you clear on what the messages are?
Yes.
For you? Okay.
Yes.
Thank
oh,
you so much.
You feel a lot more settled, Jake. And if you will do this, I promise you it will go smoother. You can even thank your angels. Thank you for this, helping me solve this in an equitable way that is a win-win for everyone and flows smoothly. Oh, thank you. And the one last part is forgive yourself for becoming in this position in the first place.
Yes.
Good one. Wow, that's really good.
I know we don't know each other, but just consider yourself virtually hugged.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave, for sharing. Thank you so much. We're going to go on to another caller. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome, Jake.
Ooh, that was good. I was feeling all warm and fuzzy. Okay, so let me go to the other caller. Hold on a second. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You're live, area code 915. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you all doing? My name is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello,
hi,
Elizabeth.
How are you?
We're in the same town. Hey.
Really? That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what would you like to ask Terry Marie, and welcome to the show.
Well, first off, thank you, and I'd like a little insight. I would like a message from the angels regarding our upcoming move. We're planning on moving our business and our family to another state.
Okay. Without revealing the details and confidentiality of this, can you be a little more specific, Elizabeth? Because the more vague the question, the more vague information that I receive.
Okay. We live in Texas, and we're planning to move to Oklahoma. There's some money, actually, that we're all waiting for, which will enable us to make the move to Oklahoma, sell our business here in Texas, and then open up another business in Oklahoma.
Okay.
It'll be near a lake.
Excellent. Thank you. Now I have the information I need, the information I need to be a clearer channel for you, and I appreciate your candor. The money will come, and this is one of the things that you can do to help clear the path energetically, emotionally, and mentally, is that you and your husband start giving thanks, you know, thank you, the money is here, we have it, our business is sold here in Texas, and we have the right and perfect space in Oklahoma by the beautiful lake. And then you cut cords. You cut the emotional attachment, because there's a lot of family here. While they're supporting you, they're kind of trying to okay, guys, one word at a time. Oh, the words I'm getting are tugging at you, pulling at you, holding you back, almost putting emotional roadblocks in your way. So for the time being, for the next, this is a holiday weekend, so I don't know what your plans are, but if you can, limit the contact for the next 7 days as soon as you can start it. I'm not saying cut yourselves off, but limit your contact. And if your family calls you, and they will, then you can choose not to discuss this. And when the conversation comes up, you say, you know, let's just talk about something else. And if the person insists, you can just repeat, I'd really rather we didn't talk about this right now, and if you insist on talking about this, I'm going to hang up or leave the room or whatever. And they will get the message. They won't like it, but it's your life, it's your decisions, and it's your business. And the more you listen to other people, the harder it will be with you, and what it does is convolutes. It stirs up all the stuff. It puts roadblocks in your way, and it creates doubt and confusion. And as long as there's doubt and confusion and chaos, it's going to take longer. You have a timeline, and I know this is September. I'm getting September. I don't know what that means, and you don't need to tell me out loud. It could be in 30 days. It could be during this month. I'm not sure. But there's something in September that is key for you, and the sooner that you and your family can disengage from the conversation of, well, how's it going? When's it going to happen? Are you sure you want to do this? And all the other myriad of questions, it will help you. It will really help you. And the same thing applies that we shared with Jake about the meditation technique. It's five minutes. And so do that. The white or pink candle, soft music, or if you have to, you go in the bathroom and shut the door, and you've got to breathe. The more you breathe, the calmer your thoughts, the calmer your emotions, and you will be able to see, hear, and think more clearly what the next step is. And sometimes it is stop talking to family and friends who think they're doing the best for you, but it's not. It's the best for them.
Okay, so the less we talk about it, the better. I realize it's going to take some time for all of this to transpire. So we're thinking it probably won't happen until the beginning of next year, depending on when the money gets here. But we're still super excited, and we're still we actually own our own business here. So that's what we're concentrating on for now is, it's really hard, but we're being thankful for the customers we do have, and we're working hard to keep this business moving here until the move takes place. So,
do you want to wait until the first of the year, or do you want to go sooner?
We would love to go sooner, but
okay,
I realize that we still need to...
No. Stop, Elizabeth, stop projecting.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying that is, no, you're not setting yourself up for disappointment or failure. What you're saying is, we'd like to go now, however, we're okay with waiting. Well, they don't know which way to go. So you and your husband decide when it is you want to go, and if you want to be there before Halloween, as an example, then you start planning, you start packing. Because there are things that you're not going to want to take with you. There are things that you know you can pack up, and you start getting ready. You start sending the message mentally, emotionally, energetically that you're ready to go.
Okay.
You
that sounds
start
great.
Preparing
we'll
now.
We'll start doing that, definitely. Well, we really should start doing preparing now, because we do have the house that, you know, needs to either be rented
absolutely.
Or sold. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
thank you.
Beautiful. Remember
right.
to breathe,
have a great
Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you for sharing with us and being so open and honest. Well, I have a question behind that, Terry, because I do have a question, and it is it my time? Or is it the universe's time? Because I know that the universe is in perfect order, and maybe I want things faster than what the universe wants for me. So help me with that one. But you know what? Sit on that, because I want to make sure that all of my people that have called in get to talk to you. But I just want you to kind of mull on that, because I want to make sure everybody gets in. Our next caller, hold on just a second. Or do you want to answer that now?
We can answer that now. It is a combination. The universal time is different than ours. We're in linear time, because actually and in truth and reality, Everything we've asked for is already there waiting for us. It is we're the ones who need to be in alignment with what we've asked for. We're the ones who need to allow it to come into our lives. And every time we have, and we're going to use Elizabeth, beautiful Elizabeth, as an example. She and her husband want to move to Oklahoma. They're okay with waiting to the first of the year, or they were. They're not anymore. And so every time they say, well, we know things take time. Well, yes, every time we vacillate, every time we say, well, it's okay because it must not yet be time. Well, we're the ones who have to get out of the way, literally. Everything that you are given is truth. There's always the human element in there, when, especially if you're talking about relationships. But this is a united couple wanting to move their family and their business. So you must stay true to your desires and turn them in from a wanting, because every time we want something, we're seeing the lack of it. Because we haven't seen it happen yet in physical form, and yet it is waiting literally to just come through, busting through the door to get to us. Every time we ask for something, the universe, our angels conspire to give it to us. The law of attraction, if you're sending out chaos, if you're sending out mixed messages, that's what you're going to get back. You get a little bit of a notice here or a little bit of an inkling there, but then it's, well, where is it? If you plant a seed and you keep digging that sucker up every couple days, that seed's not going to grow very well because you're disturbing it. You can reinforce it by every time a thought or an emotion comes up, say thank you. That's not where we are right now. This is where we are, and it's already happened. And I am grateful. That's the short version.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. I love it. Okay. Thank you for that. And I'm going to go to our next caller, our next reality, spirituality, family person. Hello, you're live on the air with Terry Marie, the Angel Lady, and your area code is 646. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What is your name? Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. My bad. Okay. Okay, hi. 646, what is your first name, please? Hello? I'll give the first. It's area code 646-510. If that's your number, what is your name? Okay, all righty then. We are going to move on to our next caller. I love this. Hold on a second. Pump you out and punch this person in. And it looks like it is Jane. Hold on a second. Welcome, Jane. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. And we're talking to the Angel Lady, Terry Marie. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, Jane.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yes, good morning, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my question is, I've been having a lot of problems with my eyes this year, like a lot of challenges, and they've checked things out, and so far everything is fine. And I don't understand why. I talk to my angels, and I get that piece. I'd like to know what it is I'm not seeing.
Well, that was what I was just receiving is you're not looking at something and it's right in front of your face and it's just absolutely, you're refusing to see it. So
I have no idea what that is.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about what's happening in your life? Because that unfortunately is not enough for me to receive anything for you.
Okay. Well, there's my business life, which I'm been working to create some new products and get my business going again. That's a big chunk of my life right now. I'm putting a lot of energy into that, writing some, doing, creating an app, doing some programs around that. My personal life.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Keep going. I'm looking after my mom, who's okay, but she's not, she's 80 and going through a lot of health challenges. Got relationships that were finished a while ago with men. I've got my kids. I've got two girls.
Okay. Okay. Here's you're so scattered that there's no time for Jane.
Yeah.
You've lost Jane. You can't even see Jane. Jane needs to stop even for 20 minutes to 30 minutes every single day. You don't even get the 5 minutes. You've got to do 20 to 30.
Okay.
And you must stop and focus. No one is suggesting, you know, not in physical form or your angels, that you not take care of your mom or your children or your business. But if you don't take care of Jane, there's not going to be anything for anyone. You start first by cleaning out the energy in your home. And if you have a home-based business, then that's essential. If you have a physical area or a shop or something, then you need to cleanse out the energy there too. And you must do this once a week. You can do this with sage, a smudge bundle, or incense. You can also put some sea salt at the front doors or by the windows to help collect the negative energy. If you have some selenite or kyanite crystals, those would be best because these crystals do not ever need cleansing or recharging. They take care of themselves. The sea salt you must change out once a week. But you have to stop. If you're not seeing you, you're disappearing in all the demands of everything, so you have less time to give what you really want to do, and that's your business.
Yeah.
So they're saying, stop it.
Jane, are you?
I feel like I have been doing more of that.
Jane,
you're not Jane.
Pardon me?
Jane. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on Skype.
Oh, you're okay. That's what it is. Okay, that's okay. Keep going because there's a little bit of feedback, but that's all right. Skype. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Jane, you're not doing enough for yourself. And as long as you keep telling yourself, well, I think I'm doing or I know I'm doing, you're not.
Okay.
That's what you're not seeing. And as hard as that may be to hear, you've asked a question and that's the answer you're being given. Stop. 30 minutes every day. Now, they're not telling you it has to be the same time every day. Lord knows I don't get to do it at the same time every day. And this is what I do every day, okay? But you must stop 30 minutes every day.
Okay. I feel like I have been doing that lately. I've been sitting outside doing things.
Okay. Beautiful lady, that is denial. You're kind of sort of doing it, but you're not doing it. You're not doing it in a focused way.
Oh, okay.
So do yourself a favor and start seeing you today.
Okay.
And even if you don't think you have 30 minutes, you can't afford not to do this. And actually, you will have even more time because you will be less stressed, you will be more focused, you will have more clarity.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what's causing my eye problem?
You're not seeing you. If it is a manifestation of not seeing something. And as you described everything going on in your life, you're not seeing you. You're seeing everything else, all the other stuff that has to be done, all the other people who are demanding your time, all the attention you need to give your business, to your mom, to your children, to still healing the relationships that are now behind you. Where's Jane?
Yeah, well, I had to look after a lot of stuff for a long time. So I guess that's what happened.
And so now it's time to look after Jane.
Yeah.
and stop feeling guilty about looking after Jane.
Yeah. It's just, you know, what's been challenging for me is that so many things have ended. I don't even have anybody to play with here. Like, it's like I used to be fun to go and do things, and now I'm completely by myself. Not as much fun.
Start doing one or two things with yourself, and begin with stopping and meditating or sitting still, sitting in the garden, whatever it is, for 30 minutes every day in the same spot.
Okay.
And then start cultivating more friends to do things with. Call up the ones you used to go and do things with. You know what to do. You're just not seeing it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, this is Rebecca. This is Rebecca Jane. You know, I can feel you also. And I want to say something to you, because you just said you're all by yourself. One of the things that I had to struggle with was being by myself and being okay being by myself. Now I found that I am my own best company. I am my own best company, and it didn't happen overnight. It took a long time. I want to say, Jane, that you are your own best company, but I feel what Terry's saying, and she's saying that, you know, do this for 30 minutes and because you need to do this, it's kind of like a rediscovery that you are your best company. You don't need to have anybody to fill your days and fill your life. You really don't need it. I'm not saying that you don't want it, but you don't really need it, because you're so much yourself. I wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I'm fine with that. I do, you know, that doesn't really bother me. It's just, I guess, I've had a real lot of alone time. I broke my foot a couple of years ago, and I was like isolated in my house. I couldn't drive. And it's like been it's been a lot of that. So I'm used to being alone. It's, you know, for the most part, I'm quite fine like with that. It's just, there comes a time when it's not fun anymore. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, I get it.
Get back in touch with yourself, Jane. And focus on what you do want instead of seeing everything that you are tired of seeing.
Okay. Yeah, because it's been a lot. Yeah. The tired part I can relate to.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, James. Thank you so much for calling and being open and sharing this. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And you are so special. You know, the saying is being kind and being patient with yourself. And I just want to say you sound like a fabulous, fabulous person. And just recognizing that and being, yeah. If I was going to ask you a question, you said you've been alone a lot, but do you, and this is just a yes or no answer, do you like being alone a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm off track. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I get antsy if I'm not by myself. I have space by myself.
Oh. Okay.
I've had days and days by myself, which isn't good either.
Okay. Terry, you have anything else to say to Jane before we go on to another caller?
Go out and treat yourself to lunch or a cup of coffee. Go out and be with other people, even if you don't know them.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Jane, for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Terry Marie, Angel Lady. Wow. So interesting. I'm thinking about what you said, finding other people and going out with other people. Does your, what the angels tell you is specific for a certain person that you're talking to, yes?
Yes.
And so, which I really want to make clear, because that would not work for me. And then
you weren't asking the question, and so it'll work for a lot of people. And you know, I work myself alone physically, and yet sometimes there are so many angels here they can't even spread their wings because they are literally wingtip to wingtip. And there are times when I need to go out physically, and I will go to the local bookstore and have a bottle of water, or on occasion I'm still allowed a decaf coffee, and I will sit and read and do some homework or working on a project, but I'm out with other physical people. I may not talk to another soul, but I'm out. And it's just a matter of changing the environment and being around other energetic beings. Then I need to come home and, you know, detox a little bit, and I'm not complaining by any means. And there are times when I don't get to go. A week ago today, I was literally driving up to Ruidoso, New Mexico, which is 2.5 hours north-ish of El Paso, Texas, and I met a girlfriend who lives in Roswell, New Mexico, and we met and spent the day. We had lunch, we talked business, we talked not business. I mean, we could have stayed there for another 2 days, because that's the kind of relationship we have. And we were out of the normal, and we could have spent the whole day on the phone. Wouldn't have been the same. We'd have talked about the same things, but we got shopping done, and we talked business, and we're launching a brand new site here within the next week or so. And some of these things you just have to do in person, and what better way to go to someplace else, you know, kind of in the middle. It was a lot closer for her than me, but hey, you know, I like road trips.
Right. Okay, so now you're actually just reaffirming. I'm breathing out, because whatever is going to work for me is not going to work for somebody else, and I want to really get that. And that's the challenge, and that's the wonderful journey, that it's my individual journey, it's my journey. It's the one I'm taking, one person in the mirror. And so what works for me might not work for anybody else, and it's an individual journey. Thank you for reminding me of that, Terry Marie. Thank you.
Welcome. May I share with you my agenda? Because everyone
Please.
Has an agenda, and I have one too. My agenda is supporting you along your path for you, not your family's path for you, not what my human self thinks you should do, but your path for you. That is my entire agenda. That's it. Helping you connect with your angels, your angel dream team, raise your inner vibration and your inner well frequency, helping you manifest your dreams, your goals, your big vision. That's my agenda. That's it.
Mm. Oh, what a wonderful agenda.
Thank you.
That's the most loving agenda that I've heard. I love that agenda. Hmm. Well, my agenda is to try to get this other person on the phone.
Let's do that.
one more time, because we're coming up to maybe 5 more minutes left in the show. I've extended it a little bit, but hold on a second. Let me try to get this person back up. Okay, this is, again, area code 646, and the first number of your phone is 5. Are you on the air? You would like to speak with Terry? Hello? Hello? Last chance. Okay, well, we're going to... Some people have a question, and then they, you know, when they're live, who knows what happens? I'm not even going to try to figure that out. So listen, So Terry, can you share with my audience where they can find you and how they can get in touch with you and what you have for, what you're offering? Can you share that with everyone,
please? Thank you very much. Yes, you can find me at angelladyinnerspirit.com. That's angelladyinnerspirit.com. There is a contact button so that you don't have to remember any email addresses if you want to send me a message to speak with me. And as a matter of fact, right now, between now and the 5th, whatever day that is of this month, I am offering a complimentary Angel Dream Team Breakthrough Strategy Session. So at angelladyinnerspirit.com, click on the link or the tab that says Talk with the Angel Lady. Answer a few questions, send it directly to me at the email address in the application, and I have, I think it's 8 spots left. I am giving 12 spots. That's complimentary, my treat, no cost. And it's usually a value of $297 to have a breakthrough strategy session with me, so this is a gift. And we will, you know, work on some different things. This is you and me, private time, on the phone, or by Skype, 30 minutes of my undivided, you're the only person in the entire universe that we're speaking with. So if you want to speak with me and you would like one of these, you know, the total number is 12 spots, then send in your application. Go to angelladyinnerspirit.com. Click on the tab in the menu, Talk with the Angel Lady. Download the questions or type them in yourself and send them directly to me at my email address listed there. And we'll see what we can do. If you want to read many articles on angels, crystals, or ascended masters, there's a lot of information there. There's also two gifts. One is a video series on angels and your inner wealth frequency, and an energy e-course about, eliminating, dissolving, and protecting yourself from negative energy.
Woo-wee!
We've been busy since the last time we talked with you, Rebecca.
One of the things I love about you, well, listen, I love so many things about you, but one of the things I love is your energy and your softness and your love just comes through you. It's like having a loving mother. Just a arm wrapped around, just gentle, loving, warm. I just love your energy, Terry. I really, really do, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Well, it's always a pleasure to be able to share angel energy in whatever capacity that we can.
Okay, well, we're going to sign off here, and that's because that's all the time we have in today's show. I'm going to give you a jingle a little bit after the show, Terry. That's all the time we have in today's show. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Remember, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m., and if you'd like more information on the coaching programs that I offer, please visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can find Terry, the Angel Lady, Terry Marie, at AngelLadyInnerSpirit.com. That's one word, AngelLadyInnerSpirit.com. You can follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. And also, if you'd like my free monthly newsletter, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like our Facebook page. Read my blog at rlnblog.com. And until next time, my wonderful, wonderful, and appreciated audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are an extension. You're an extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, you're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and kind with yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening. I love you all.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a
a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Now we get real.
Getting real.